أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا. أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا. ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا. الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about one absurd demand that the kuffar of Makkah had made. One was, لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة, and the second was, أو نرى ربنا, that why don't the angels come down to us, and the second, why do we not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded and Allah said, يَوْمَ يَرُونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا, that on the day when they see the angels, there will be no glad tidings for them whatsoever, for those who are mujrimeen, for those who are sinners. And وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا, they will seek a barrier between them and the day of Qiyamah and whatever comes forth for further than that. Here in ayah number 23, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the second, أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا, or we should see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ, that certainly we will come forth, we will advance, إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ, to that actions which they had practiced. That leave alone they wanting to see us, we will come forth and we will look at their actions. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا, and we will make it dust that flies all around. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the disbelievers, that their actions will be nullified by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Now there's two aspects to this. One is this, that predominantly the actions were one of kufr, disbelief, polytheism, that is ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actions were not in conformity to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So obviously those actions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept. For example, that they would slaughter, they would set free animals in the names of the idols. To them they thought it was an ibadat, they thought it was an action, and that action is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those actions will be actually nullified on the day of Qiyamah. The second aspect to it is that if perchance a disbeliever does some form of good, some deed of charity, etc., then what happens to those deeds tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? As far as the akhirat is concerned, there will be no reward for that individual. They will be rewarded in this world in itself. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them some form of recompense in this material world. And the rationale there is, because they do not believe in the hereafter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not keep the amal and the rewards of the amal for the hereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant it to them in this material world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the contrast, the people of Jannat. Allah says, أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا. The people of Jannah on that day will be in a better or an excellent abode, وأحسن مقيلا, and they will be in a better resting place. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Jannah, and very striking here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word مقيلا. مقيل actually is the place where a person makes siesta, the afternoon sleep, that is a sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word to show the resting place of Jannat. And here some of the ulama have stated, like the commentator here, Allama Shabbir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, that there are certain ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that as long as the day of Qiyamah may seem to be for those that are standing on the plains of resurrection, but all of it will be completed by noon. And then at the time of noon, those who go to Jannah will go to Jannah, and obviously that is the time of siesta, so hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word as the place of resting. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a phenomena that will take place, that on that day when the skies will burst, will split asunder, بِالْغَمَام, and when it splits, then something that seems to be like clouds will begin to come down from between the skies. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And then the malaika will come down in a very, very unique form of descension that will take place. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the awe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the greatness and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will not be when this earth comes to an end. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the various ayahs of Surah Amma, etc. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انفَطَرَتْ, etc. That takes place at the time when the sur is blown for the first time, and that will be the signaling of the end of this world. This will happen after the second sur, after the second trumpet is blown. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says, أَلْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَانِ. That on that day, the mulk, the kingdom, the sovereignty that is real and true will belong only to Ar-Rahman, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate. Even today, the kingdom also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given kingdom, and Allah has distributed kingdom amongst mankind. And the kingdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed amongst mankind is a very, very superficial kingdom. That kingdom today is in the hands of a king, and then tomorrow he is no more, it goes down to his son. And sometimes it is taken away from that family, and it is given to someone else. Sometimes it is rebel forces that will hold the fort, and sometimes it will be opposition that will come. So all that is a very, very superficial kingdom that Allah Rabbul Izzat gives. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. But there in the hereafter, there will be no other kingdom. There will be no other sovereignty but the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat uses the quality lir-Rahman for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate. Usually a king comes with awe, a king comes with a great might. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that despite Allah Rabbul Izzat being the king of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yet so compassionate that if we turn towards Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzat will pardon us. وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on that day, the day of Qiyamah will be very harsh, very difficult upon the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to realize all this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to make tawbah and amends and turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.